FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A person's been killed in a car crash on the M13 near Shongweni in the west of Durban. It's understood the vehicle veered off the roadway, crashing into a barrier and falling several metres between two bridges. Airless paramedics Gareth Jemison.
At this stage, it is believed that a single vehicle somehow lost control in the wet weather. Patients are still entrapped in the wreckage. However, one person has been confirmed deceased.
A suspected water thief and vandal is behind bars after allegedly being caught damaging a municipal water pipeline in Durban. It's believed he was trying to illegally connect a property in Lamontville yesterday when he was spotted by locals who alerted eThekwini officials. The incident is said to have caused major damage to infrastructure. Spokesperson Mdungalani says the structure which the suspect was trying to illegally connect to encroached on the pipeline servitude, which could have been deadly.
The eThekwini municipality opened a case with the South African Police Services for infrastructure damage. The damage of the water pipeline resulted in the interruption of water supply in Lamontville and surrounding areas yesterday. The eThekwini municipality teams worked tirelessly to fix the damages caused, and we are happy to report that water supply is back to normalcy.
Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa is visiting Matla Power Station, where a transformer explosion has left 9 employees injured. The incident also led to damage to one of the units. The minister will inspect the extent of the damage and will also visit the injured employees in hospital. Ramakgopa is also expecting to receive a recovery plan from officials. And the UK postal operator Royal Mail has been fined over £10 million for delays in delivering mail over the past financial year. The fine is nearly double the penalty given to it by Britain's communications regulator Ofcom last year. The watchdog found that the struggling postal service has failed to sufficiently improve its 6 days a week service. It says Royal Mail delivered on time 74% of first class post and 92% of second class post. That fell short of targets of 93% and 98% respectively. The top story this hour, a person's been killed in a car crash on the M13 near Shongweni in the west of Durban. It's understood the vehicle veered off the roadway, crashing into a barrier and falling several metres between two bridges. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.